Director Anne Brebner will be celebrating her 90th birthday this year, and she's found a heck of a way to celebrate. She's written a play, the bittersweet, slightly supernatural drama, The Dead Girl. Over the course of her numerous decades in show business, Brebner has directed hundreds of productions all over the world, from her birthplace in New Zealand to London, where she learned her craft in the 1940s, to New York City, where she staged a number of shows off-Broadway. But it's not until relatively recently that Brebner has begun tackling the craft of play writing. In 2008, she adapted Anne Lamott's novel Hard Laughter, and now, at last, Anne Brebner has written her first original play. It opened last weekend, presented by San Rafael's Alternative Theater Ensemble, a magnificently quirky company which stages top-notch original and classic plays using equity actors, presenting shows in odd, makeshift pop-up spaces like furniture stores and art galleries. True to form, The Dead Girl, which Brebner has also directed, is being presented amidst the jewelry tables and clothes racks of the avant-garde consignment shop. The cast of four actors performing the play on a cozy living room set in the middle of the store, the audience seated on a ring of folding chairs about as close up and personal as you will ever find in a live theater experience. The title character is 30-year-old Gloria, played with effervescence and charm by Amy Marie Haven. 6 months after her death, Gloria has found herself back at home, apparently required to be a kind of watchful spirit, as her mother, Esther, and her stepfather, George, struggle with a mix of pain, loss, guilt, and grief as they awkwardly make plans for a long-delayed around-the-world trip. As Esther and George, Emily Talbot is wonderfully, achingly fragile, and Charles Dean is superb. As Gloria's fiancé, Malcolm, David E. Moore is also strong, though a little stiff and stentorian a presence at time. Still, he nicely conveys the inherent decency of this young man, his dreams suddenly shattered, uncertain how to proceed with his life. These are all good, decent, everyday people, with no dark third-act secrets to reveal, and that is a big part of the power of this play. It all just feels so painfully, accessibly real. Two parents dealing with loss the way most of us would, with a simultaneous mix of emotional courage and emotional collapse. Brebner shows us the heroic details of how people work through grief, rediscovering how to live while observing the same old everyday routines, coffee, long walks, crossword puzzles, all the while recognizing that nothing will ever be the same again. The script does feel a bit overextended at times, with a tad more explanation and resolution than is perhaps necessary, and Brebner's use of music to underscore the emotion of some scenes was occasionally more distracting than it was probably intended. But for its sweet, intimate honesty and its remarkable sense of battered dignity and beauty, Anne Brebner's The Dead Girl is worth a trip to Marin, and as Brebner's first original work, it was definitely worth waiting for. The Dead Girl runs Wednesdays and Friday, Saturdays, and Sunday through May 19th. Visit altartheater.org for information. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.